So we're entering a nice little birch stand here. Mostly paper birch, but there's a lot of different kinds of birch. Sweet birch. Sweet birch is the one that's got the methyl salicylate in it, which is sort of an essential oil component that's used a lot in pain relievers. It's an absolutely beautiful plant. This paper birch is being studied a lot right now for the betulinic acid content in it. What you'll find is when this tree falls down to the ground, the core of the tree will rot out over time, but the betulinic acid in the bark keeps the bark from rotting away. So this betulinic acid is being studied, everything from sunscreens to skin cancer to brain tumors, HIV. This is an incredible, incredible aspect found in nature. So traditionally we see this birch bark being made as a tea, but also the chaga mushroom that grows off of a wounded or rotting birch concentrates that betulinic acid and blends it with the SOD enzyme. So the SOD enzyme, as I've mentioned with reishi, is really, really concentrated form of enzyme that helps the body shed toxins, and it's found in highest amounts in the longest living animals on the planet, longest living mammals. The shortest, lowest amounts of SOD are found in the shortest lived mammals and animals on the planet. So SOD gets concentrated in the chaga, and it's this white is the betulinic acid that we see here. That is a very, very special component in nature. It is the opposite of decay. It is the opposite of rot. And that is why it's being so successful in some of these diseases. And if you think about its sort of doctrine of signatures, I mean, it is white. Not only is it a tree, a very sacred tree around the world, but it is white, and it brings light where there is darkness. Mm-hmm.